you at 1 o'clock on Monday. That's tomorrow at the Wired Watch Cafe. Are you up for that?
I'll try. Okay.
Go ahead with what you're saying, though.
Well, the thing, the irony is that when after the Riley Porter meeting Monday, the sidewalk chalking incidents occurred on Cooper Street, and that was where the two signs were, two of my signs that I have made a formal complaint to the planning department, and they say, well, it's really, if it's on the sidewalk, it's Public Works who deals with encroachments on the sidewalks, and sort of everybody's passing the buck of enforcing these ordinances. And the point I made to the police officer who watched the whole chalking arrest, I said, you know, you're sitting here, you're standing here, and you're seeing two violations of the city ordinance about the sandwich board signs. Why aren't you telling those merchants to remove the signs?
Well, the real question, Ed, is whether you are willing with us to come with us on Monday or Tuesday after we work this out and simply walk down, make photos of those signs on Cooper Street and of the merchants and of, you know, audio tape yourself saying, I'd like you to remove that sign. It's in violation of the following code section. And then when they don't, you simply, you know, you give them 2 minutes to remove their sign. We track where the police are in town, and we walk with you over to the police officer. We videotape or record you requesting the police officer simply give a citation to the merchant in question. There is a $10,000 fine and a year in prison maximum sentence for police officers refusing to take citizen complaints. And that's just simply the fact. So you don't have to wait for the planning department. You don't have to wait for the public works. You don't have to wait for Christmas. You can do it yourself if you're willing to put your name on the ticket.
Very good. Well, that's an idea. I'll try and make it Monday.
Great. And that's true for everybody else, too. Where, again, as I said, we're looking for code sections where photographic evidence can simply show de facto that whoever we're taking a picture of is in violation of the law. Now, there's some code sections where that would be like sitting on the sidewalk or on a sign obstructing or jaywalking where it's obvious that, in fact, the person is doing the action. There's no way around it. There are other things where, even though you're doing the action, there's a provision that after being notified by a law enforcement official, and that it makes it a more complicated set. So, for example, it's hard to get a person for sitting on a planter because there are going to be plenty of people sitting on planters, but it only becomes illegal after a police officer has notified you. And since we're not police officers, we can't make that notification. And the police officers will pick and choose who they want to notify, of course.
Well,
they don't.
I wanted to say a little bit more of a general perspective on what the real downtown issues are. I was here 32 years ago when the Pacific Garden Wall began. And even then, there was an immediate delight of seeing people come down, play music, dance, gather, give kittens away. Everything was going on in downtown Santa Cruz. The Cooper House was the center of activity, and everybody loved it. It was for everybody in town. Except for Sam Leisk, who was the owner of the department store across the street from the Cooper House, there was a long and protracted debate between them, because Sam felt that the undesirable transient elements, as they were called then, the Utes, U-T-E-S, were driving his customers away from his department store. So even then, that was a debatable issue, whether the gathering of all the folks in Santa Cruz in a wonderful atmosphere, and one that helped the downtown revive, was a very successful downtown revitalization, and the fact that there were always a certain amount of undesirables within that crowd, and therefore, that's been a case since the early 70s, and the police have kind of shooed them from one place, and then they'd gather somewhere else, and then they'd shoo them somewhere else, and somehow they always manage to meet and be there in the downtown, and you just can't shoo them away because, you know, they have rights as well. And that's been the history all along. This is nothing new. And so trying to pass ordinances just don't make the difference between having the entirety of the community welcome to be in our downtown.
Ed, joining us in the studio, perhaps ousting you briefly from your mic, is the notorious sometime cop watcher, Skidmark Bob, who has yet to return the tape he's supposed to bring me, but we'll
Working on it.
You better get going on that one. Bob, you just come from the downtown where you have been keeping an eye on our local police department and apparently out-of-town Chronicle Media. What have you found?
Well, I'm not the only one doing that. There is an active cop watch downtown. There's a gentleman going around. But I just happened to be downtown, actually happened to was at home and hanging out and flipped on the old scanner for the Santa Cruz Police, which are totally legal for people to buy at Radio Shit or wherever you want to buy them, and listen to the police calls, although most of the calls are now done by computer. But I heard that there was an incident in front of Dell Williams, and a CSO officer had stopped a man for displaying his merchandise and for trespassing.
What kind of merchandise was it?
It was like posters, little posters, like kind of psychedelic posters. He was just trying to make a few bucks.
It seemed to have been made by him?
Could have been. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
He was
packing it up when I arrived.
This seems an appropriate point to say that, remind people that Mike True, street performer and musician, has gotten the assistance of two attorneys, a local one and an out-of-town attorney, who are going to be filing a class action suit, a lawsuit which is for artists, musicians, and street performers who've been harassed, ticketed, detained, or arrested by the SCPD, CSOs, or hospitality guides downtown. And the number to call for Mr. True and to join that lawsuit is 430-9514. Again, 430-9514. You can also call the Huff line at 423-HUFF, and I will try to put that on my next Huff message when that...
Huff it.
And we'll just, if you can't hoof it, we'll huff it. Go ahead, Bob.
And when I arrived, he was packing. He had already been ticketed. I did not see the officer ticket him, but he was packing it up. And I asked him what had happened, and he said he got a ticket, and it was absurd. They were closed. Dell Williams is closed on Sundays. I've had problems with that situation because it is an alcove, and people can go in there and stuff. But they cited him for two ordinances. And the really cool thing about it is this guy happened to be there, gave him $100 to pay his ticket.
Whoa.
Thought that was really cool.
Was there a large crowd gathered? Or
no, there was just a couple people, myself and a couple other people. Saw Johnny Dredd out there. He's listening to your show, by the way.
Excellent. Go John, or go Jacklight John, as I would sometimes say.
And then I noticed that there was a photographer following him around. This guy in a black shirt has very nice cameras, expensive cameras, walking around taking pictures of the police interactions with people, and I went and talked to him for a little while, and apparently he's from the Chronicle, and he wants to talk to homeless kids on the mall, and so he's going to be out there looking on the mall, so people should, you know, talk to him. He's not the reporter, he's just a photographer, but he knows the reporter.
Be advised, the reporter, if it's Maura Gowra, is, of course, the worst reporter in history.
No idea.
She's been on this beat for 10 years. She did a horrible job with the downtown ordinances, she did a worse job with Camp Paradise, and she will no doubt continue her new low record. But I think, you know, the more media, frankly, the better on this issue.
Right. He didn't even know, the photographer, I had to let him know about the ordinances. I asked him, what do you think about what's going on? Well, this looks like there's just some kind of graffiti and stuff going on, you know, crime and stuff. And I said, what do you know about the ordinance? He didn't have a clue about the ordinances. I let him know that there are ordinances that they passed in 94. Now they're basically beefing them up and adding to it, which is totally absurd. In my opinion, I was there for the near riot May 11th.
The police did, in fact, riot, I thought. They were beating people up as they left.
Yep.
They caused a woman to miscarry. They broke another man's ribs. Later on, they declared an illegal assembly after some young skateboarder, punk gutter rat types came in and broke a few windows later that evening. Again, the whole thing prompted by the decision that it's time to show how tough the police can get on sidewalk sitters who are what? Eating Food Not Bombs food at Cathcart and Pacific. This back in 1994.
Targeted May specifically 11th. Food Not Bombs. Now they're trying not to. They're trying to, you know, they're allowing what certain areas, I guess, Food Not Bombs can still feed over at the where the sidewalk's really huge. The only one place it is, which is right there in front of Cinema 9, I believe. I heard Kim Argula talking about it. V-Man interviewed her about
maybe it's
that.
Time that Food Not Bombs took you know, a little courage and do what Feed the People and Sean Alimi used to do, and feed in other areas where that are not so politically correct. You know?
Well, the interesting thing, I was listening to Ed in here, and the sign thing is just incredible. It's like there are signs everywhere downtown, even in front of the vets hall.
You're talking about commercial signs by businesses.
Yes.
Which are blocking the sidewalk. So I think it's time for us. I think we're going to have a fun time with our initial ticketing run on Monday. So come to Wired Wash Cafe, 1 o'clock Monday tomorrow. But also I want to announce that because of your timely arrival, Bob, I'm going to be setting up the Downtown for All table in front of Borders.
Downtown for all.
Downtown for all. Downtown for everyone. Well, inside.
The other interesting thing, not just the signs, where it's blocking the sidewalk. Zachary's is a big place where people are all over the sidewalk, sitting, eating drinking coffee. They take chairs out. They're sitting in the middle divider. I have called the Santa Cruz police a couple of times, this a few years ago, and complained about the people blocking the sidewalk and sitting on the sidewalk in front of the windows, underneath the windows, in front of doors, waiting to get into Zachary's. And they would normally, I'd be listening to a scanner, and they would normally clear the call. They wouldn't even show up, or they'd just drive by and clear the call. There's nothing going on here. And they've never, ever taken that seriously. Well, I've never pushed the issue other than just calling in and just seeing what
we're going to use. A new tactic, Bob. A tactic we're going to use is not to try to get the police to enforce the law. We are going to get the police to accept citizen complaints. Not even citizen complaints, citizen arrests.
Arrests.
In other words, if you yourself wish to make an arrest because you've seen a crime, you have the right to do that. And a police officer has an obligation to give that citation to the person.
Especially in the war on terror and all. We've got to be alert out there.
I mean, they have a legal obligation. We'll bring the penal code section along and show it to the officer. And we will videotape the officer.
That's a good
seeing the code section, getting the complaint, and then if they choose to, hopefully they won't, refusing to accept the complaint. So I think this could be a wholly different kettle of fish than simply hoping the police enforce the laws. No, we don't. Police weren't asking the police to enforce. We're taking matters, a step further to help out the police. We know they're much overburdened with other crimes. I mean, what about those skateboarders? What about those bicyclists going the wrong way? You know, we got to deal with them.
And we're going to have the airborne liquids.
The Airborne Liquid Brigade.
We're going to have a whole squad, the Airborne Liquid Squad,
and plus,
out there.
Plus, you know, you've heard
that
Chris Crone has declared that
kids crying.
Bare nipples at city council are considered the basis for expulsion, so, you know, that's not going to be permitted.
It's just absurd. To me, it all comes down to, and right now, everybody's, you know, afraid and terrorized because of what happened in the United States, but I think this is a part of it because everybody right away is worried about their shit, worried about their possessions, and these business owners, I can understand that. You know, I work for a business on the mall. I have to deal with people coming in, and I've dealt with disrespectful people. I've dealt with them. They're human beings. We live in a community, and different people have different views of things. Some people come from different parts of the world or the United States, and they don't think the same way that the merchants would want them to think, or, you know, and you can't just criminalize a class of people or anything like that, you know. There's some kind of display of something happening downtown. It looked like Austin Powers or some shit, I don't know. But all these people are blocking the sidewalk there. I watched the cops just walk right by, just laugh and smile and say, hey, that's cool, and then just kept on going. I didn't see the photographer taking pictures of that either.
Again, what we need to do is we need to take our own photos and then attempt to file citizen arrests of the people involved.
Right.
And when the police officer refuses to stop and do that, then we simply document that. Now, the question is, what's the next step? You can't force a prosecutor to prosecute the police department, but they may be civilly liable in some way if they are systematically refusing to take citizen arrests.
Well, if they see a camera, they're going to have to make a decision one way or another.
That's correct.
You know, and whether they do it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's someone like Baker, he'll probably just not do it, but I don't know.
Well, I know, for example, that I made the first citizen arrest I ever made was in January, and it happened about a week or two before I was arrested on another citizen arrest by Matisse Selman. I'm still facing that case in court for setting up a table in what is now the forbidden fenced-off zone of Sushi Now, but was then an open area, and Matisse Selman seemed to think that I was blocking the sidewalk with my little table, which was blocked. It blocked about one-fifth of the sidewalk, I will admit. It was a pretty broad sidewalk before Matisse Selman put in, along with the redevelopment agency, the fence that blocked off about two-thirds of the sidewalk. You know, so I'm familiar with what these citizen arrests are because they happened to me. And what I did a week before was I was out there with this strange classical music was blasting out onto the sidewalk, apparently to get rid of the undesirable types like myself, although I didn't really mind classical music.
Yeah.
But it was interfering with my ability to register voters and to get people. It was a little loud. So
it was extremely loud.
I went to the host center because that's where it was coming from, I've been told. And in fact, they acknowledged it. And I requested the police come so I could make a citizen's arrest. Well, the police never came. 5 days later, Dan Hopkins and I tried again. This time, we were lucky. The police were there.
Oh, yeah.
So Officer Bailey, he said, well, I'll make a report. I said, I don't want no report, Officer
Bailey.
He's
filing that report.
And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll register that you have a citizen's complaint. I said, no, I don't have a citizen's complaint. I'm making a citizen's arrest of Terry Butler right now. He's the host. He's responsible for this excessive noise. I'm signing the citation. Please give it to him and make him show up in court, or at least acknowledge that that's going on and give him the citation.
Hmm.
He did. That's the first time I've ever made a citizen's arrest, and it happened. Now, what he did was he then later that day used another code section that allows him to discharge the citizen's arrest as not rising to a crime.
Wow.
Now, they can do that. But if you suddenly see they're discharging hundreds of citations that don't rise to a crime, but then suddenly are issuing other citations that somehow do, you're establishing a paper record that there's selective enforcement.
Hmm. Interesting. They could also write something wrong on a ticket, and then it could be thrown out of court, too. You know, they could so make sure when you get them, it's not in that case.
Well, again, we're not really talking about the necessity of taking a case
like a phone call
all the way through court, but just actually proceeding. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear Bob.
No, I'm Bob. I'm Robert. He's Bob.
Skid mark, Bob.
It sounds like you're
calm
about to
down.
Hear.
I need to hear some Bob.
Okay.
He wants praise Bob.
Praise Bob. That's
praise
on
Bob.
Tuesday nights with Feel Free. The hour slack at midnight.
Bob is God.
Well, we'll let God take over. In fact, I just want to thank you for your call. Do you want to?
God is on the mall right now, and he's dressed in blue.
And God is, in fact, running the... Well, we'll see about that. Anything else, caller, other than your strong plea to...
Bob?
Yes.
More Bob.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Have another beer.
All
thank
right,
you.
Bob.
Okay.
I got the hint here that it's time to let Uncle Bob move in and press on with his sucky recorded music instead of the fine on-air commentary.
Hey, I'm dubbing you some discs, buddy, so chill.
Hopefully, one of these days, I'm going to get one of those discs that you've been talking about.
I'm dubbing them right now.
Cool.
I just didn't have enough time because I had to run down and deal with the police.
I believe you.
And display merchandise downtown, and Feel Free, evidently, keep an eye on him because he has these CDs for sale now on the mall.
Whoa.
Just Kidding CDs.
Wait a minute, for sale on the mall?
Officer? there's no, the title of the CD is called For Any Donation by Just Kidding.
Very nice.
So,
and you're just kidding about For Any Donation.
Just kidding.
I can see that, right?
Just kidding.
Anyway, you've been tuned to Bathroom Spears Broadsides. We do a show every week, Sunday from 10 to 1:30. That's me and whoever else comes in. And I'll be back on Thursday with the shorter show, 6 to 8. And if you want to really see a real show and a real freak show, come on down to Borders and observe the police officers as they studiously ignore the commercial signs on the mall. Let's see how that goes. And let's see if we can organize some real activity that will show, the entire community that we can fight back, that we can stand up for civil rights for everyone, and specifically restore rights for homeless people. You can also come to the Wired Watch Cafe tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to be meeting downtown for all. And HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, meets at 8:30 a.m. at Baker's Square on Ocean Street on Wednesday. Come on down. Give me a call, 423-HUF. Thanks for being with us. And that's it, man.
To rock the nation. Yeah. I'm taking over. We Give me in the meantime and an aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rocks the vine, and a time where violence blocks the summer shine. Lifetimes go by in a flash, in a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some bad tycoon, everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune, or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slay and never get ahead of bills they gotta pay? No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chilling to pass the time, pass the information, or pass the wine, pass the buck, or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Say, this is the dawning of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime, add the right spice at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution, or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be for you and for me, the people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I just spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul. Then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some six but hold this whole damn place into lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Yeah. Say, say, radio, rock the mic.
This is the way I'll express my feelings. Bob revealed Demi Ball spinning on a record. Y'all try to confiscate, take what I communicate with. It's ancient, gift to the lips, steady creating, activating, passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved, rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongues without a motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes fun, others run. Their mouth throw away, my mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine it. Let's be talking about minds, mind and become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the form of journalistics. It's like the critics put backwards to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands, statements and a plan with the map of the land.
Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come. Keep the corporations of complication. Bomb, bomb. Rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. The truth shall come. Give the corporation some competition, y'all.
Rock the nation. Rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Heartbeat of America.
Heartbeat of America.
You're in the flickering light, the comforting glow. You get the world every night, the TV show. Latest spin on the shit we're in, blow by blow. And the more you watch, the less you know. Beyond the hunger, you're in dark and living room. I'm where the human ocean roars. Into the bad light, the generations move. Heading for the precious view, the latest war as a pay-per-view. Famine and disaster right in front of you. And the more you watch, the less you do. Beyond the hunger, you're in dark and living room. I'm where the human ocean roars.
Ago on the day of our founding. We affirm it again today. We will work closely with our coalition to make and deliver weapons of mass destruction, arming to threaten the peace of the world. In any of these cases, the price would be catastrophic. Thousands of dangerous killers, schooled in the methods of murder, often supported by outlaw regimes, are now spread throughout the world like ticking time bombs set to go off without warning. Steadfast in our purpose, we now press on. America will lead by tyranny and death as a cause and a creed, defending injustice and unchanging for all people everywhere. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world toward the values that will bring lasting poverty and violence and murder, that we would splinter in fear and selfishness. Even 7,000 miles away, across oceans and continents, on mountaintops and in caves, evil is real. It feels good, do it. Because we have a greater objective than eliminating the true character of this country. I know we can overcome evil with greater terror for all people everywhere. Islamic Jihad.
All right, this is Skidmark Bob here, 96.3 FM, and I'm sitting here. Talking to Thomas from Strike Anywhere. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Bob. Thanks.
You guys are here in Santa Cruz. He's going to play a show at the Vets Hall here. The
14th of July.
14th of July?
Sunday.
How's the band been doing lately?
It's good. It's real good. This is our last day of the tour with Good Riddance that started when we left Richmond, Virginia. Which